Voters are being asked to weigh in on abortion in several states next week. California, Michigan, and Vermont are asking whether voters want to enshrine abortion rights in their state constitutions. In Kentucky, it's the opposite. Voters will consider an amendment to their state constitution that consists of these 25 words: "To protect human life, nothing in this constitution shall be construed to secure or protect a right to abortion or require the funding of abortion." Divya Karthikeyan has been covering this for WFPL in Kentucky. Divya, Kentucky already has a near total ban on abortion. They're only allowed up to 6 weeks if the mother's life is in danger, not for incest or rape. Pretty restrictive. So why do supporters say a constitutional amendment is needed?
Basically, introducing language like this would make sure that state lawmakers really have the power to make laws on abortion, and that it would not be left to courts to make those decisions when abortion lawsuits come up. Because the original intent, as supporters say, was to return the power to states to make these decisions on abortion laws and abortion rights. And that is why this would solidify that.
Well, there's some irony to that because, of course, it was the Supreme Court that paved the way for all of this to happen by overturning Roe v. Wade. But we understand if this amendment passes, if there is a overwhelming yes vote, the state bans will proceed and state courts will be prevented from revisiting the issue.
So they will face challenges. People can always file lawsuits because they can, but this just basically lays out that state courts can't really say that there is a right to an abortion because it is written into the Constitution if the amendment passes. It makes it pretty clear where state courts have to stand.
Yeah. What about other things that it might do? When people are asking, would it also ban women in Kentucky from going to another state for an abortion or make that or even helping someone do that a crime?
It's too soon to say. Medical providers are already sort of under duress and stress take decisions on this. It's made their jobs harder. But this does sort of open the floodgates for possible restrictions in the future.
Yeah. Where do you think, from your reporting, public sentiment is on the question of whether or not there should be constitutional language banning any abortion rights?
At the moment, it's very hard to tell because Kentucky does have a complex political landscape. But what I can say is there are a fair number of women voters and people who are on the fence about abortion rights. They support abortion to an extent, but feel that not having any exceptions can be extreme, or it is their extreme restrictions.
And voters could say no and surprise people, as they did in Kansas. What about other questions people are raising? I'm thinking of mail order medication for early abortions or in vitro fertilization.
Again, too soon to say. As of now, we haven't really had a conversation about what this could possibly open up in terms of more restrictions. But it's always on the horizon. There is this fear that this would open up to more restrictions on, for example, IVF and other forms of even birth control.
Right. Well, even birth control. Well, in an IVF, the criticism there of people who are anti-abortion rights is that in vitro fertilization processes use the embryo and that it's sometimes discarded. There's already a legal challenge to the state's 6-week ban. What happens to that? Does that have to go away if the language in the Constitution is passed?
We're not honestly sure at this point where that could possibly go. It is pretty, sort of surprising to see we're going to be immediately sort of hearing that lawsuit. But that would sort of set the stage for what abortion rights would be there in Kentucky after the constitutional amendment passes, yes or no.
Yeah. Divya Karthikeyan in Kentucky, where she covers state politics for WFPL, ahead of next Tuesday's election, in which voters in Kentucky are being asked if there should be an amendment to the state constitution saying that nothing in the constitution can be construed to secure or protect a right to abortion or require the funding of abortion. That'll be closely watched. Divya, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.